Coming up on today's Eastern Sierra Now News Report, awards are handed out, roads are opening up, fish are getting nervous, and Mother's Day just got a whole lot sweeter. We've got the info you didn't know. At least you didn't know you need it, but trust us, you do. And speaking of feeling your best, today's show is sponsored by Peak IV Therapy and Wellness, where you can refuel, recharge, and get back to peak performance without climbing a single switchback. Check them out at peakregenmed.com. Let's get into the news. Mammoth Elementary School has received the 2025 Seal of Excellence Award from the California Association for Bilingual Education. This honor recognizes the school's commitment to fostering biliteracy and multilingual education through its dual language immersion program. Only 6 schools across the state were selected for this recognition. The award reflects the school's success in promoting academic achievement while nurturing cross-cultural understanding among students. Read more about this achievement at EasternSierraNow.com. Over the weekend, Caltrans officially reopened Monitor Pass State Route 89, Mono Mills Road, that's Route 120 East, and North June Lake Loop, State Route 158 North, marking the end of their seasonal winter closures. For Monitor Pass, this marks the shortest winter closure in a decade at just 72 days. Crews worked to ensure road safety after heavy snow and debris blocked access during the colder months. Other winter closures such as Sonora Pass, Bodie Road, and State Route 120 West at Levining Gate remain in effect. Travelers are encouraged to remain alert for lingering hazards such as rock falls or melting snow. Are you feeling drained? Get back to peak performance at Peak IV Therapy and Wellness. They don't do meh. Whether you're recovering from altitude, chasing your next summit, or just need a boost to conquer your day, their customized IV treatments and regenerative therapies are here to help you hydrate, heal, and thrive. From vitamin infusions to hormone optimization, they're bringing mountain-high energy to your every day. Check out their website at peakregenmed.com. The countdown to Fishmas is officially underway, with the regular fishing season in the Eastern Sierra set to open on April 26th. Anglers from across California and beyond are expected to head to local lakes and streams for this beloved annual tradition. This year promises an abundance of fish after Mono County invested $100,000 stocking nearly 40,000 pounds of trout across various lakes and this storm season bringing healthy water levels. Popular spots in Inyo and Mono counties will likely see an influx of visitors as communities prepare to welcome fishing enthusiasts. Remember to stay safe and follow all the rules and regulations. Check Eastern Sierra Now for your fish report. It's the spot. This Mother's Day, community members can show love and support for women in long-term care facilities by sponsoring floral bouquets through a local initiative. Donations will help deliver flowers to residents who may not have loved ones nearby, offering a meaningful gesture of care and recognition. Bouquets will be delivered to residents of Bishop Care Center and Southern Inyo Hospital. The program provides an easy way for people to brighten someone's day while honoring mothers and caregivers. To participate, please visit the Bishop Vaughn's Floral Department to purchase a bouquet sponsorship for $10. These sponsorships will be available until April 25th. Your brand, front and center. Over 50,000 eyes a month are on Eastern Sierra Now. So why not put your business in the spotlight? With our prime banner ad space, your message lands right where it matters. Local news, local people, local impact. Whether you're slinging burgers or selling mountain bikes, let our audience become your audience. Affordable monthly rates, top and sidebar placements available. Reach the Eastern Sierra every single day and make your business the new local legend. Advertise where locals look with Eastern Sierra Now. Contact us at advertise@easternsierranow.com. Okay, Eastern Sierra enthusiasts, let's take a look at the upcoming events. Distant Brewing, in association with Eastern Sierra Pool, will be hosting their weekly pool tournament tonight at 6 p.m. Entry is $20, and all payouts go to the winners. In Bishop, Marissa Leonard will be performing live at Mountain Rambler Brewing starting at 7 p.m. Bad Water 135, a documentary about Death Valley's ultramarathon of the same name, is showing again at Minaret Cinemas tonight starting at 7 p.m. Tickets, $11.95. Tomorrow, Blue Heron Farm is hosting an after-hours mixer and open house with a farm tour at 4:30 p.m. and mixer starting at 5 p.m. Parking is limited, so carpooling is encouraged. Lastly, enjoy an engaging trivia event with your friends at Bar Sierra tonight at 6:30 p.m. Remember to check out easternsierranow.com/events or our mobile app for more information on these events. Spring has officially hit Mammoth like a well-timed slushy carve. With 86 inches of softening spring snow, 177 trails, and 21 chairs spinning across all 10 terrain parks, it's a playground for snow lovers who don't mind a little vitamin D with their vertical. Early birds get that sweet, chalky corduroy, perfect for fast turns before the sun turns it into buttery goodness. Layer smart, lather on the SPF, and if your stomach starts carving mid-run, swing by the mill for some legendary nacho fries. You earned it. Catch you on the mountain. Look, let's face it. You got a business to run. But your social media? I mean, that's our business. Eastern Sierra Now offers professional, creative, and consistent social media management so you can stop stressing about reels and start focusing on what you do best. We bring the local flair, the strategy, and the sass, well, when needed. From coffee shops to clinics, we've helped businesses boost engagement, build community, and grow their bottom line. Enjoy customized packages featuring content, creation, scheduling, analytics, and more. Turn those scrolls into sales with ESN. It's time for your sports report, proudly sponsored by the Back Alley Bull and Grill, where strikes and bites come together. In a closely contested game, the Bishop Broncos varsity baseball team fell to California City with a final score of 3-2. The Broncos defense held strong, but Cal City managed to secure the winning run, leading to a narrow defeat for Bishop. The Bishop Broncos varsity softball team faced a challenging matchup against California City, resulting in a 21-2 loss. Despite their efforts, the Broncos struggled to contain Cal City's offense throughout the game. Both Broncos teams will aim to learn from these experiences as they prepare for upcoming games. Fans are encouraged to keep showing these teams their support as they strive for success in their respective seasons. Thank you again to Back Alley Bowl and Grill, your go-to spot for great food and fun times, whether you're celebrating a win or analyzing the game. They've got you covered. Now for your midweek weather update, and folks, Mother Nature is turning up the heat faster than a jackrabbit on a hot griddle. I didn't even write that. It almost doesn't make sense, but it does. And it's kind of an interesting thing to think of. Ain't I a stinker? Let's dive into the sizzling details for Bishop and Mammoth Lakes from today through Friday. First up, Bishop, if you thought spring was a gentle transition, think again. We're looking at a trifecta of toasty days ahead. Today, blazing sunshine with a high of 84, lows of 47. It's so warm, you might see lizards trading in their scales for tank tops. That's definitely me. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and flirting with a record-breaking 86 with lows near 48. Stay hydrated, folks. It's hotter than a jalapeno out there. These little isms, I don't know what you call that. This is pretty funny right here. I'm liking this. Okay, let's see what else we got. Partly sunny with a high of 85 and low 48. Even the cacti are sweating. Now let's ascend to Mammoth Lakes, where it's warm enough to shed a layer, but still cool enough to keep your ice cream from melting too fast. Okay, today, a balmy 65 under clear skies, lows of 33. Perfect weather for those who like their sunshine with a side of altitude. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and holding steady, 65, low of 34, ideal for outdoor adventures or simply basking like a contented marmot. You're killing me today. Partly sunny, a tad breezy in the afternoon with a high of 65 and a low of 36. Hold on to your hats and your sandwiches. Both might try to take flight. Whether you're in the valley or up in the mountains, a few universal truths apply. Slather on the sunscreen like it's your new best friend. Stay hydrated like your part camel and dress in layers because fashion, that's fleeting. But comfort, it's forever. All right, that's your latest look at what's happening across the Eastern Sierra, from schools to slopes and all the trout in between. Big thanks again to our sponsor, Peak IV Therapy and Wellness, because staying hydrated is the real altitude adjustment. If you liked what you heard, or just like being in the know, hit the subscribe button, give us a thumbs up, and follow Eastern Sierra Now on social media for daily updates. Breaking news and a healthy dose of small town charm. Till next time, stay informed, stay curious, and stay hydrated. Took after that thing like a Kentucky turtle on his way to a bean feed.